Danny Valent joins you now, food writer, eater, traveller, cook. You can catch all of her stuff at DannyValent.com. Careful who you talk about, Danny, because they will be listening and they will send a message now to correct you in
some
way.
My mum might text in.
Mum, I love you and thank you for everything. And I never say a bad word about you at all.
All true.
Hey, how are you getting ready for Christmas? Do you love cooking and celebrating Christmas? Or as someone that lives in the food industry, do you just go, oh, God?
Mostly the former and then occasionally a little bit of the latter, because I do love, I love occasions and I do love cooking and I love feeding people. So it's definitely a time of year where people seem able to be fed. They're definitely up for eating a lot. So I do enjoy that part of it. I guess what I don't enjoy is, I sympathise with people who feel under a lot of pressure. So I don't love that. So for me, I'm not a fancy baker or a fancy cook. So it's all just about beautiful flavours, great produce and, sharing the bounty.
So if you get to choose, will you choose the sweets or will you choose the savoury if you're to cook?
I will probably do something sweet, but if I had to choose between one or the other, I'd do savoury. I always do a ham, for example.
What do you do to your ham? I just buy mine, slice it up. So you baste it?
I do. I do. Usually do a fruit glaze with like spiced peach and mango. It's delicious with Szechuan pepper and a little bit of chili. Ooh. And it's just really nice because, the ham's quite rich and sweet, but then this has got that little bit of spice and zing. So, a little bit of citrus, a little bit of spice.
And how many meats is in the Valent household? Are you doing...
Well, we have a traditional Jewish Christmas. So we just do whatever we want. So I always do a ham and Mum will always do a turkey of some description, probably just a big turkey, like a rolled breast.
Do you eat turkey any other time of the year out of interest?
No way. do we? No, I really don't. I know the turkey farmers would love us to, but honestly,
I
don't.
But I wonder why. I mean, is it any different to just having, a chicken salad?
Well, it's different in that the turkey is such a big bird. So it's the sort of bird that you want to bring out when you've got a lot of people around the table. I mean, you can buy turkey portioned. So, the turkey producers would love us to be turning to it. In the US, they turn to it much more than we do.
Yeah.
So,
yes, they would have it just as a sandwich filling.
The sandwich meat is really common.
Hey, let's talk sweets and desserts because I was looking at some of the incredible images on your website and there's some little jelly, Christmas trees here.
Aren't they cute?
A jelly slice.
I feel like these are the cutest recipes I've ever come up with. So they're a quay. So I think this is Australia, right? I'm a Jewish gal making Asian sweets for Christmas.
Perfect.
And I just think that's Melbourne, right? So Nonya Kueh or Asian Kueh, it's a sweet that's super popular in Malaysia, Indonesia, you see them in Vietnam, and basically it's different types of flour. So these are made with tapioca flour, rice flour, coconut cream and sugar. And you just make a batter, you separate it and colour, do little dots of colour in different in the different portions.
You make it sound easy, by the way.
It is so easy. It's so easy. I'm not a fancy cook. You steam it in layers. So you just put in a little bit of red, steam it till it's set, put in a bit of white, steam it till it's set, and then put in some green and you've made little Christmas trees.
So is it time consuming?
No, it's maybe, I don't know, half an hour.
And then how long, once it's set, how long does it take to set in between those?
Just 5 minutes and then give it a good steam at the end. So the recipe is on the homepage of my website and it's actually only for my members, but I've made it free for the ABC listeners now.
Oh, you're a good
one. So if you go there just today, it'll be there for everyone to see. They're just so cute. So I've made them in little Christmas tree molds, which you can find around the place in baking and kitchen stores, so silicone molds. But you can also just use a cookie cutter to cut them into shapes. Give them a go. They're so fun.
And do they last long?
They last ages.
Right.
Yeah, so you could make them now and give them to teachers at the end of school or give them to the...
No, I started to think all of a sudden, oh, God, yes, I've got all of that.
Oh, sorry to stress you out.
It's all right.
Give them to the mailman, keep them, eat them. Yeah, they're really fun. I keep them in the fridge if I'm hanging on to them for a while, but they're not like... You don't need to keep them in the fridge if you're just transporting them around for a day or two.
Yeah. Patrick says, my father-in-law cooks turkey on the Weber all the time. So we do all of our roasts on the Weber. Just,
beautiful.
The outdoor barbecue, just kettle-style barbecue.
Nice.
Love it.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's so good, isn't it? And, get all that heat and the roasting smells outdoors.
Hey, do you know what I want to talk to you about? A little bit of this. Hang on. I'm going to play this and then I want to get some recipes from you. I found the cutest song. You ready? It will get there. Here we go. Cute. I can just see us in our kitchen, this music playing, and we're making little gingerbreads. Now, these I throw into Google super easy gingerbread recipe right there.
4,700,025 results come up.
And I try and find the one that has the least amount of ingredients. But they are relatively easy. But there's something they're quite gorgeous about having just gingerbread around the house. When people pop in, not that anyone pops in anymore, or if you're giving them away, you bring them into work, to school.
They are cute, but the gingerbread house, I love, you know, that peaceful, jaunty song. And then you can just imagine seeing some video where someone's like, you know, daintily making the gingerbread and it's all happy and everyone's smiling. And then, like, then you cut to 4 hours later, they're tearing their hair out, there's crumbs everywhere, there's
a bottle of whiskey.
Demolished gingerbread houses on the kitchen bench and everywhere you look.
Like, so, you come near me.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I'm building. I'm baking. Joy, happiness, jingle bells.
And then it looks terrible.
Yeah, then it looks very homemade, and you have to pretend toddlers made it.
that's what toddlers are for.
Exactly. What's
a good gingerbread recipe? I'm never going the house.
Oh, you're not going the house.
Oh, God, no.
I did that when my kids were smaller, but it's pretty fun. But yeah, they never come out looking like on the box or in the photos.
No, just small little cutout shapes.
Oh, just gingerbread
man. Yeah, so just a good biscuit recipe.
Yeah. Look, if you do want to have a go at a house, you can find lots of templates online and just basically cut them out, and then that's, you know, cut your gingerbread shapes out and bake them and then glue them together with icing.
And then have a nap and then lie down and have a little bit of counselling.
I think I'm just feeling a little bit of post-traumatic stress right now. Would you hold my hand, Rich?
And it's the icing around the edges.
Yeah.
It's not that. They make it look so easy. Yeah. Like in the YouTube tutorial of how to do something.
Yeah.
Never works out like that.
No. No, it can work out a little bit like that. Or you feel like you're about to get there, then when they try to put the fourth wall on, that's where it all goes wrong.
It's like a MasterChef.
Yeah,
challenge.
Nailed it.
Yeah, and you are going home. Anyhow,
yeah, so basic, your basic gingerbread, I think the key is add more ginger than you think you need, because you want to get that real spark of flavour. And as well as adding the ground ginger, I will always add a little bit of nutmeg and cinnamon, because I think it's nice to have round out those spice flavours. The recipe that I use has got golden syrup as well as brown sugar, because I really like that dark richness. So, use dark brown sugar for the gingerbread. If you like it, that really nice dark and sort of caramelly toasty tones.
And you don't cook it for too long too, because they're still quite sort of soft, aren't they, when they come out. And I think the first time I cooked them, I went, no, they don't look cooked enough. And then before I knew
it, burnt. Exactly. Look, I think it's the same with all biscuits. You want to take them just so you can see the colour around the edges and then stop, because they'll continue to cook out of the oven.
Rish, yes, my son eats turkey. It's really nice cold meat choice at our local deli as well, especially as chicken loaf is gross. Yeah, chicken loaf is weird. I mean, look, I'm partial to it occasionally, but I'm not even sure what chicken loaf is. My son loves turkey on his Sangers for school lunches.
Yeah, okay, well, it's just you and me that aren't eating enough turkey through the year.
That's it. We need to cook up a turkey and eat it all week. 1-300-222-774. You can text as well, 0437-774-774. If you are that person that makes a gingerbread house, like I'm talking the four walls and you decorate it. And
chimney.
You think a chimney, little garden scene out the front possibly.
Yeah, a Santa somewhere.
If you make that house, then we want to hear from you. How long have you been doing it? What is your secret to success? How do you get through it not traumatised? All of the above. 1-300-222-774. What are some other kind of nice, if it's going to be super hot on Christmas, can we go cold? You know, do we have to go the traditional pudding?
No, we don't. And in fact, I don't know if this is going to scandalise people as well as my turkey confession, but I don't love Christmas pudding. But
no, I don't. I don't like hot fruit.
Yeah, what I do love is Christmas pudding crumbled up and put through ice cream and then frozen again. So I'm a big fan of, you know, slightly melting ice cream, just enough that so you can stir things through it. So crumble up a Christmas pudding, slightly melt some vanilla ice cream, stir the pudding through it, and then freeze it in a bowl.
So can you cheat and buy a good pudding?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good tip.
And, yeah, stir it together. You could put a bit of chocolate through there as well if you want.
And so what do you put it in so that it can
bowl.
Come out?
A bowl. So tip, make sure that your bowl fits in your freezer before you fill it, okay?
Has this happened to you before?
Yeah. Yes. I've got a narrow freezer and it's got me in trouble numerous times.
But can it be any bowl? Does it have to be?
What you're going to do to serve it is you're going to invert it so you've got that pudding shape. Yep. So anything that you can imagine inverted is going to look pleasing and Christmassy.
Right. But
then
do it in that. And it's not like certain types of bowls. It will come out a little easier, like if you use stainless steel?
No,
or...
because you can line it with cling film or baking paper, but you don't have to, because what you can do is dip that bowl in some hot water, invert it, and it'll slip out.
Rochelle Danny, I've made at least one gingerbread house every year for about 37 years.
Legend.
Now my grandsons all have one each. Karen's in Williamstown. Karen, do you make the entire house?
I do, and interestingly, we have a daughter called Gretel. So ever since she's been born, 31 years ago, her birthday's on the 18th of December, so I've made her a birthday cake gingerbread house every year, followed by one to take to school.
And, oh, my goodness.
And she's a school teacher, so she still takes one to school.
Oh, I love that.
On her birthday. So, a lovely gingerbread house.
So, Karen, I mean, what's your trick to making it a stress-free gingerbread house process?
Now, you will laugh at this part, as well as making royal icing, which obviously glues it together really tightly. I always put a couple of cans of food inside as pillars to hold it up.
But on
the occasion before I put the roof on, I've forgotten to take them out, and so they go to school with cans in them.
Ah, that's all right.
It must be very heavy.
That's an added bonus.
They are.
Mixed
I
beans.
A lovely surprise.
And how long do they last in your household once they've been made? How long are you eating gingerbread for?
Well, we eat a lot of gingerbread house right through to Christmas. Sometimes they take centre space on the table. Otherwise, they just get smashed up and eaten by all of the school children.
Oh, so, I love it. And is yours already made now, Karen, for this Christmas?
No, it's not. But I will set aside a day to make the base of three gingerbread houses, and then the next week, I'll put them together.
Oh, right. You're an organised woman, Karen. We shall be there just after you finish them. Hey, have a wonderful Christmas. Thank you. Hi, Jenny.
Hello.
Hi. How long have you been making gingerbread houses?
37 years.
It's you. It's real. Oh, my goodness. How is this possible?
Oh, I just started and it seemed like a family thing to do. So it became a tradition.
So when someone comes in and says, hey, Jenny, I'd like to help out, do you get a bit twitchy and you don't want anyone sort of getting in your way when you're making the gingerbread house?
I have three grandsons. People get in the way.
Yeah.
That's part of the tradition.
Right.
I actually make the gingerbread, roll it, cut it, cook it a few days before, and then it's a big family thing, Christmas Eve. We just have a big get-together, and now my three grandsons get up at the bench, each with their own little gingerbread house to put together however they want.
Oh, that's so
nice. What a lovely tradition. Hey, do you do this? I've got a text here, which is a great idea. So if something goes pear-shaped, Jenny, touch wood, I'm sure that it won't, but it says, if your gingerbread house falls flat, add a figurine T-Rex with a Christmas hat on near the side. That's from Sarah in Berwick. So it looks like the T-Rex has smashed the gingerbread house.
Well, I had a problem one year. We went to Sydney and it was very humid. And overnight on Christmas Eve, it sunk because got moist.
Yeah.
So I just said, you know, the sleigh hit it.
Yeah, that's it.
While Santa was on his way.
And so how are you prepared for this year, Jenny?
Well, I fill them with lollies. Well, now the grandsons fill them with lollies. So I've got to start buying the lollies. I haven't yet.
Right. So the tradition is to sort of use it as a vessel and not eat it as such and just fill it with lollies. At what point do you actually eat the house?
Well, we start on Christmas Day.
Okay. And then come like the 13th of Jan, you're like, I've had enough gingerbread man now.
It doesn't last that long.
Jenny, what a wonderful tradition. Thank you so much. Well, here, this question saying how many days do they last? Depends how good your gingerbread is, really, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, I think it is one of those biscuits that doesn't mind getting a little bit moist and soggy, although, as we heard, not too moist and soggy.
Yeah, no, you don't want that. Kerry's in Belgrave and she says, I make an ice cream Christmas pudding with beaten cream and egg whites. I marinate the fruit and spices in rum overnight. Then I add the cream and eggs. It's always really popular.
Oh, I bet it is. That sounds great. Yeah, so that's the from scratch version, I guess, of my melted ice cream one.
I know, I like your cheats version a little better.
Yeah.
I think I could actually make that. I'm not good with desserts.
Oh, you so can make that.
Yeah, I think that will, I'm going to give that a crack. So just vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, well, any ice cream that you want. You could do chocolate ice cream if you like. Or you could do some sort of caramel swirly ice cream, really, just whatever you want.
Personal question. Mince pies, how do you feel about them?
Well, if they're good, then they're good and I love them. Yeah. So I think traditionally mince pies are made with suet, which is an animal fat, so a beef fat from around the kidneys of the cow, and that gives them their very special flavour.
Hang on.
Counterintuitively.
Go back. What did you just say? Something about the insides of a cow?
Oh, this is news to you, isn't it?
Yes.
I feel I may have shocked you.
Okay, continue.
So, yes, a special fat that is used in some sweet baking. Yeah, and it does give them a special texture.
Do you think most people know this?
Well, I think a lot of people don't, and that's why I think most bakers these days would use butter instead of suet. But if you want to go really traditional and to see what you're missing out on, then ask a good butcher to get some suet for you, and they'll have it at this time of year, and you can give it a go.
And at what form, like what does it look like? If they pass it over the counter?
It'll just be a block, or yeah, they might have it in a container, but it's rendered and it's, you know, smells really clean and it melts really beautifully. So I know you're looking.
I'm just not a fan of all that sort of fruit. Like, I don't like raisin toast. You know, I'm just that weird person.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a massive fan of it, but I think, you know, once a year, for some reason, my appetite is peaked and I will sink a few mince pies.
And do you eat them with anything, or should they be small and maybe served with coffee? Do you have them with cream or ice cream?
I just have them with a cup of tea. Yeah, and not too big. I think normally they're just sort of that palm sized, and I think that's a very good size because you don't need to have, you don't need to sit there eating them for half an hour.
And what do you do Christmas evening or throughout the you know, the next few days when there's an obscene amount of food? Do you say, here, everybody, take it with you? Do you rework the leftovers? What happens in the Valente household?
I do make quite a few petivieres, which is just a fancy word for a puff pastry tart, and that is great for using leftover ham.
So just in a bit of puff pastry?
Yeah, puff pastry.
Just chuck stuff in, really?
Yeah, just put stuff in. I mean, everything looks good in puff pastry,
doesn't
you reckon?
Yeah. My mum used to just wrap everything in phyllo.
Yeah. It's a great vessel for all manner of things. And, yeah, super delicious. Leftover ham is, I think, better than the ham on the day.
Yeah, I'm quite partial to some ham. Dani Valente, you can catch the gorgeous little recipe for these little jelly Christmas trees on her website. It's dannyvalente.com. Writer, eater, traveller, cook. A huge thank you to all of your work and your contributions here on Afternoons this year, as always. So have a wonderful and safe festive period, whatever you're doing. You're going camping, you brave woman, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm camping in the surf. That's where I'll be.
Do you cook up a storm when you camp?
Oh, or
do
you just... You will not believe how good our camp food is. There's a spreadsheet and everything.
What?
Yep. Until you next time.
That's the sort of camping I can handle. Thank you, seriously,
thank
for all
you,
of
Rish.
Your work
it's
this year.
It's been great.
You can go to dannyvalente.com.